You form this intention around an action.
Trying to help a cause that you believe in, or a cause that someone else believes in.
Action.
It's something that you do collectively.
Action.
The means of making change.
It's something that you do with or for a group.
But and purposely choosing to use your voice or your body.
Action.
To me, activism is about changing people's minds so that situations change.
It means having to, you know, asking you to radically alter, you know, your understanding of yourself and where your ideas come from and who you are and what your level of agency in this whole thing.
Activism.
Activism is usually only trying to speak to itself in mimicking and speaking against the other.
Activism is always biased and contradictory. And to be able to act within the contradictions is the most difficult thing.
Because it's always for its own course and for its own moral, you know, goal. And I'm not saying this is necessarily a bad one, right? So it's an act that is put into, you know, to a specific logic of having a means to an end.
People's activism would be different depending on their ethos.
If I choose to wear different clothes or be or ethos. Look in a certain way in a public space, and it's like my own choice, it is also activism.
And this is why I would say it is also ideological.
Ethos.
My own choice.
Activism. Ethos.
Ideological.
Yeah, is activism based on ideology? Ideology.
My own choice.
There's probably some activism I disagree with that I don't necessarily think is bad activism.
TD Banks saying, yeah, go bees.
Yeah. I think it's bad activism.
And I disagree with it.
Ideological.
My own choice.
It's quite easy to push ideology away and say, no, it's this sort of, you know, activism emerges from this felt experience.
You kind of sacrifice a lot your personal, physical, mental well-being and sacrifice all of your subjectivity, subtleties in the name of this purpose, this meaning, this ideology.
It feels wrong to engage those two ideas as being in relationship to each other, but they absolutely are.
I believe activism is always based on some sort of ideology. More concern with our collective life and an idea or a project of equal rights among all beings.
The very real pull to be in the streets, to yell, to join that organization or to send that money, like those things are felt. So that feels like there's a distance between that and ideology, but that is ideology. It's what makes you feel.
Activists are, you know, are associated to a certain group or to a certain, you know, more general
like way of thinking, because we just like to put people in groups. But I don't think that, you know, activism per se has to do with ideology.
It's impossible to meet so many different people with so many different voices and ways of perceiving the world. You have to have some sort of box.
If you always put it on this moral scale of, okay, we are right, you are wrong, and the other one saying, okay, you're wrong, we are right, I think it's something that is not really interesting to me. I don't know, I think it's boring.
I think I've run into this a few times where people just don't think activism is important at all. But I think that that's indicative of an ethos as well.
Well, okay. I think is too strong a word. I feel sometimes activism in today's world becomes too much about activists and their, you know, kind of whatever things, especially in social media, you know, where we create these personalities that aren't real. Versus, to me, doing the actions, which is the more important thing.